Well, it's time now for an eyewitness report. And every now and then, we like to bring in a local author. We have in studio today, Linda McFerrin. Linda, welcome. How are you doing today?
Well, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well as well. It's been a rather cloudy kind of day, but we have some very fun books to look at here in just a bit. I do want to ask, though, first and foremost, you were a member with AIM before they disbanded. Is that correct?
Right.
Excellent. So what got you into being an author in the first place?
Well, I started actually writing poetry when I was 13.
Really?
Yes.
Man, oh man, what kind of poetry?
Oh, well, it was just a writing assignment from an English teacher, you know, so
yeah.
It was just, actually, I think I was giving everybody world advice when I was 13, because you know how smart 13-year-olds are.
Oh, yeah, I remember being a pretty clever one.
Yeah.
Well, oh, dear. Well, so from writing poetry to now writing some very fun books here. Well, let's see, which one shall we start with? We have two.
Right.
All right. Maybe The Talking Breakfast. We'll talk about this one here.
Well, The Talking Breakfast, these are very old books, actually, because The Talking Breakfast won an award at the Marin County Fair for Best Picture Book,
mm-hmm.
like 25 years ago or 30 years ago or something like that.
Gotcha. Yes, it was illustrated, looks like, by Loretta Jenkins.
Yes.
Now, she has recently passed?
She's been passed away about 5 years, I think. Mm. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, but she has, I love her style. We were looking through it a little bit, and it's just, it's kind of simple, but it's expressive.
Yes. She's does a lot of humor in her illustrations.
I think you were saying that you asked her to draw an angry worm, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. So the worm is shaking its fists, many fists. So yes.
Well, I think she did a pretty darn good job with that. And so what is this The Talking Breakfast about?
It's about how you should or shouldn't talk to people. See, I chose Solomon's Proverbs, the Bible Solomon's Proverbs, but I chose ones that were just used to be common sense.
Yeah.
You know.
Lessons that we all should know.
Yes. Yeah. So that one was, a gentle word turns away wrath, but a mean word stirs it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's certainly.
So it's very relevant today.
I'd say. Yeah. So. Absolutely. So that's The Talking Breakfast. And you also have another one also based on one of King Solomon's works, Jacqueline Takes a Tumble.
Right.
It's about, it looks like a giraffe is the main character here.
Well, she gets complimented on her looks, and then she gets very proud about her looks,
mm-hmm.
and then she ends up falling in the mud, and her looks go away.
Uh-oh.
She's covered with mud, and, you know, she's not so pretty covered with mud. So
right.
That's that would be Pride Goes, you know,
before a fall.
No, literally a fall, yes.
Into a vat of mud.
Yeah, well, a big muddy swamp thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. And also illustrated by Loretta Jenkins.
Right, right. She was actually a professional illustrator. She had stuff on PBS even.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, how cool getting to work with her then. My land.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, and so you have these two books. What other works have you done?
Well, I'm also in an anthology, which was Songs of the Mended, and that is testimonies about how Jesus changed people's lives.
And that he did.
Yeah. So that one was the poem in there is Praise Within Parkinson's, which is
that is definitely a serious illness.
Oh yeah, yeah. Which I no longer have. So figure that out.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Figure that out.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah, really?
That's all we can do.
So there you go.
I love it. My goodness. Well, Linda, it's been an absolute pleasure getting to chat with you. I'm afraid we'll have to wrap things up, but where can folks find your works if they want to track them down?
Well, I'm going to be at the Hugo Quilt Show this coming weekend.
Okay.
With they have vendors to the sides, and I'm going to be one of them because it has to do with crafts and art, and that watch out for that art.
Yeah.
You know, I think my favorite thing about the buying of that book was I was in the North Valley Holiday Bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And somebody bought the book for their grandchildren, and their grandchildren lived in Australia.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's fun.
That's a jaunt.
When you know your book is going to Australia.
It's making a difference.
Yeah.
That is excellent. Well, Linda, best of luck. I hope that goes well. And thank you so much again for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to meet you.
We're live.